So I know that ML, who's the playwright, her the impetus for the play for her came from she was sick of seeing a lot of coming out plays that she felt didn't accurately portray her experience of having come out. And so she had this question in her mind, which is, what if your family was totally okay with it? And then, of course, the question becomes, well, if your family is okay about it, then what's the event of the play? What's the exciting thing? And she had this idea that what if the issue was not about the coming out, but it was about the lack of honesty and the feeling that you couldn't trust, you know, your family with this truth. And so the whole play just sort of sprung from that idea, and I think these wacky characters came, you know, out of her imagination.
Okay, how difficult was it for you to direct something like this?
You know, I think for me, sometimes when directing a play, it's less about the material and more about the company you're in, so to speak. And I would say, first of all, ML was really lovely. She did a lot of rewriting throughout the process, and she was open to all the ideas that were happening in the room and the suggestions. And I think, you know, it's nice when you can talk about the play and the characters in front of the playwright whose baby it is and not have them get hysterical at any criticism or, you know, random thought that you might have or something you want to play with. So she was really generous in that sense. And then I would say the actors were amazingly game. I mean, we had changes up until the day that we opened, script changes. And they were so flexible and lovely about making those big leaps of faith and trusting, you know, that there'd be a play there after we had poked holes in it.
Okay. Speaking of the cast of characters in this play, there's a lot of wackiness, a lot of absurdity wrapped up into this very serious story. How do you kind of channel the hilarity and try and still bring out the main point of the story? Was that an endeavor for you?
You know, I always believe that things are funnier when you're sort of not aware that it's comedy. I mean, I think that's why we laugh at people who get kicked in the groin or when they're standing on something that falls over and we erupt into hilarious laughter. And I think that's because we find those moments, those accidental humor moments, much funnier than anything that's on purpose. So part of the work that we did in rehearsal was really focused on making sure that the characters were clear and that they were serious about their intentions and that it was simply that their behavior was so absurd or the situations they got themselves into were so odd and that that's where the humor came from. But everything had a serious, real base.
Okay, out of all the characters in the performance, which one did you like the most and why?
Which one did I like the most?
Yeah, the one that you had, like, the most fun directing and seeing them just perform on stage.
Well, you know, I would say that I probably, I think that I identify a little bit with Lulu, who is the youngest daughter who likes to blow things up. And not necessarily because I like to blow things up.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, she is a striking combination of extraordinary femininity. She's a little girl. She likes to wear pink. She, you know, plays with Powerpuff Girls and all that kind of stuff. And yet at the same time, there's a kind of hard, militant, strident desire in her. And certainly, you know, I think as a woman who runs a theater company, as an artistic director, you kind of have to be general, you know, a general leading your troops into battle, and there does have to be that kind of hard-edged whatever, and yet at the same time, you know, thing of a girly girl, at least in my own mind.
Okay, well, what do you think was the overall reception of the play? Did you hear anything from the audience? How did you feel everything came together at the end?
I mean, most of what I gathered, I know that from within the, I will talk about two levels, which is first within the cast and the second is the audience. And the first is I would say within the cast when everything came together, the thing that struck me so much is how many of the actors themselves had been touched by working on the play and working on this idea and this message of love that comes from the play, including one of the actors mentioned that he was even thinking of moving back to Chicago to take care of his sister's unborn child when the child's born, because he was having some realizations about how important family was, that that isn't something you can give back, and I thought that was amazing and striking. And then several audience members said things about how they felt like calling their grandparents or talking to their parents afterwards, or, you know, that they got this message of family and love, and I think that is a wonderful thing to hear.
He talked about how there were several rewriting episodes going on during the production, but what else? Was there anything else that was incredibly difficult about putting the production together?
Well, the single most difficult thing is that the venue we were at, 5 days before we were supposed to load in, they told us that they had to push our production dates by a week. So that was the single most difficult thing, I'd say, in pulling this production together. But in terms of other little bumps that came up along the road, I mean, I think one of the things that was hard relates back to your earlier question about, like, the comic and the dramatic, which is we had a number of issues of tone. Is everybody in the same play? Are we all at the same absurd pitch? Are some people too absurd and some people too normal? And similar to that, you know, for Jewel and Amanda, the two lovers in this play, it's very hard to play the straight man when everybody else is so funny and likable and unique. So the question is, how are you interesting when essentially what you are is normal?
So how did you try and work with that?
Well, we talked a lot about, I mean, there were some very actory things we talked about being specific and being really clear and careful about what your intentions are. But then we also talked about that they had to cling to the one thing that was truly unusual about both of them, and that was their love story. That was the love they felt for each other, and that as long as we could make that be something people wanted to see and that there was light and joy and, you know, so much radiance in those moments, then we'd be willing to accept almost anything else.
Okay. As far as some of your favorite parts of working with this production, what do you think those would be?
My favorite parts? I would say, you know, I really enjoyed the process of rewriting in rehearsal. I think it's one that doesn't always go smoothly, but B, doesn't always happen to the extraordinary extent that it did. I mean, I think there is nothing quite like discovering a scene doesn't work, working it, trying to make it work, you know, having a long discussion with the playwright, and then suddenly, you know, you have an epiphany, and, you know, ML and I would talk about it, and the actors would talk about it, and we would sort of all know where it was going, and she would go home to furiously write, and then a day or two later, this brand new scene would come in, and everybody, you know, the bells would go off, and you would go, oh my God, this makes everything else make so much more sense. That's really fun.
What do you think Mel's final feelings were on the finished product? Did you speak to her about it?
I did. In fact, we had a wrap-up meeting on Monday where we talked about the show, and, you know, what she said to me is, she said, I'm so incredibly proud of this play. And, you know, honestly, I think she ought to be. It's really hard.
Okay, so how does that make you feel to have, you know, the actual playwright tell you that, you know, they loved what you did?
I am thrilled and delighted, and it makes everything, all the work, all the sleepless nights, all the, you know what I mean, all that stuff, completely and totally worthwhile.
Okay. What are you working on as far as, like, currently? Because obviously you just wrapped up this 3-week stint with this play.
Yeah. So I'm heading into pre-production for another new play, but this time it's an adaptation. And it's an adaptation of The Duchess of Malfi. And it's a sort of, I've been describing it as sort of dirty, sexy, money, gossip girl kind of meets The Duchess of Malfi.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, the Malfis are this rich family that run the munition factory. It's very Upper East Side. We've been having some lovely conversations about, you know, there's a huge class struggle in the play. And we've been having some conversations about whether we should bring race into that or whether we should leave it alone and it should just be class. So I'm excited for it.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about yourself or your theater company?
I mean, I would just say that I think that I'm so pleased and proud to be a part of the Milkan Theater Company, because I think we talk a lot in the theater world about developing new plays, and I think this is a company where we actually put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. And, you know, Native spent 2 years in development, and Duchess has been kicking around for about a year and a half, and we do a lot of work on the plays and really making sure that the idea in the playwright's head makes it out in the best form possible and doesn't get plucked before it's really ready.